Hello. In this session, I want to talk to you about micro metaphors. Now, we've talked about metaphors before, and we've talked about metaphors being a story, essentially to help people move from a present state to a desired state. Micro metaphors help you to understand what people are thinking and how they're thinking and what sort of terms their perception is in terms of the way that they're looking at the world around them, the way that they access those thoughts and those feelings. And so, for example, these are little kind of words that people will use, but they are metaphorical words. So, for example, if somebody is a builder and you're talking to a builder in a construction industry about training, then or about strategy or about anything to do with their business, they may be using building metaphors in their descriptions of the way that they think. So they may be talking about, and we need to make sure that this business is built on firm foundations, that everything is constructed effectively. So we make sure that it looks good, but it doesn't fall down, that it's solid, that it's going to last for years. It's going to help us to develop and grow within it. If you are talking to somebody who's ex-military, for instance, and particularly if you're talking about sales, then they may be talking about it in very kind of military warfare based metaphors. So they may talk about things like, so we need to win these sales. It's going to be a battle. It's a jungle out there. It's like a going into battle every morning. You've got to put your suit on. You've got to put your armor on. You've got to get yourself prepared. You've got to make sure you've got all the weapons in at your disposal to be able to win and be able to win the contract, to be able to beat the opposition to get that contract. And there's lots of others. So naval people I've worked with, or sailors, will use sailing metaphors to describe direction and navigation, and making, we need to take a different tack with this one, or, you know, we need to set sail, we need to make sure we trim our sails a little bit here because we haven't got a lot of money, and so on and so on. And everybody, every endeavor has got a different set of metaphors that they use to describe the way that they're talking. And it may not be the endeavor. So it might be that, you know, you're talking to somebody in a construction organization who's also a sailor, a very keen sailor, who uses more sailing micro metaphors than building micro metaphors. So we can't make the assumption that if we're going to a manufacturing organization, we need to make sure that we've got lots of manufacturing type process metaphors in our toolkit. The key to this really is to think about, if you're talking face to face to somebody, is to listen to the micro metaphors that they use, and reflect those back to them. You probably find yourself doing this anyway, naturally, and you find yourself going down a particular route and working harder and harder to find how your pitch or your conversation fits in with that metaphor. And, you know, you might get to a point where you're exhausted. But that's okay. The important thing is to listen and join them in their world. Now, if you're doing this in an online base where you haven't got a connection at the other end, so let's say you're putting marketing material together, then there's an assumption that you're going to have to make in a generalization way. So, you know, if you are talking about fishermen, for instance, you're going to have to use more fishing metaphors in your in the description, in your marketing material, because there's an assumption there that they're going to understand that, they're going to buy into it. And there's an unconscious level, then they're getting that element of rapport. So this person is like me. And if, you know, I like you, I'm going to more like to buy from you. I'm going to listen to you at least. And these things happen all the time. And it's just a case of being aware of it and listening to it. You know, we always say that when you learn how to listen in NLP, conversation and words have more meaning, because it's about what's behind the meaning that's important. So listen to the words that people use, look at their marketing material, become aware of people's micro metaphors around you, and just practice using them back. And again, it doesn't have to be in a sales situation. It can just as easily be in the pub. It can be with your friends. It can be with the family. But just be aware more of those micro metaphors that other people use, and that you use yourself. You know, you might find that you naturally flex your micro metaphors depending on the environment that you're in. But it may also be that you've got a kind of stock set of micro metaphors that you use when you're describing your own situation. So Again, listen to other people, listen to yourself, become aware of it. Really useful tool to build rapport and to start to lead people. Because once you're in that metaphor, you can lead people. You know, so if you're talking about ships and ships sailing, for instance, then there are things like, you know, it's a little bit like trying to turn the supertanker here, or, you know, a ship has to be moving in some direction before it can change direction. Or if you set sail here and you put 1 degree of difference on your rudder, you don't hit New York, you end up in Florida or something. So just find yourself using those metaphors and just practicing it. Very useful tool.